Seventh Canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 50, verse 72. Aham cha gayam stat vidvam.
Aham cha gayam stat vidvam.
Shri bhi parivrato gatah.
Shri bhi parivrato gatah.
Gyatva vishvasya jastat me.
Gyatva vishvasya jastat me.
Milanam seri puru jasa.
Milanam seri puru jasa.
Yahi tvam shudra tamasu.
Yahi tvam shudra tamasu.
cursed him. So he would lose his beautiful body. And have to suffer with some bad position in the material world. So, as Prabhupada remarks in the purport, the very purpose of kirtan is glorification of the Supreme Lord. Of course, kirtan simply means glorification. And sravanam simply means hearing. Smaranam means remembering. But as spiritual processes, we have to choose the proper object of kirtan and sravanam and smaranam. So how do we choose the object of glorification? So we cannot simply go by our own opinion. If we do that, then we will glorify someone in the material world. So we have to take the knowledge from scripture. Who should be glorified? However, if we look in scripture, then there's glorification of many, many persons. So Shiva Purana glorifies Lord Shiva. And Devi Purana glorifies Durga Devi. So in various scriptures we find various glorifications of various persons. So who is the actual object of the kirtan and shravanam? So therefore we have to study very carefully and see who is the most worthy of respect and worship. So, the scriptures glorify many persons. So, how do we decide who is supreme? So, therefore, we have to study very carefully all the different scriptures. We cannot simply take one scripture and take that as the final verdict. So we have to take all of the Purana, all of the Vedas, all of the Upanishads, and all the other scriptures together. But not many people are willing to do that full study. The process has been made a little simpler. Veda Vyas compiled the Vedas. So he understands the meaning of the Vedas. Then he thought, this is too much for people, so let's simplify it. six Puranas glorify Brahma. And six Puranas glorify Vishnu. So still, it is confusing. And if they read the Brahma Sutras, no one can understand the Brahma Sutras. So finally, on the advice of Narada Muni, Vedavyas wrote a work to get rid of all the confusion. So Narada Muni called Vedavyas to simply glorify Krishna. He is the highest object of worship. And therefore, Vedavyas wrote the Srimad
Bhagavatam.
And this work points out that everyone should worship Krishna. So therefore, the object of kirtan is glorification of Krishna. And when we hear, we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam about Krishna. And when we do smarana, we should remember Krishna. When we do archana, or deity worship, then we should worship Krishna. So Vedavyas gave this simple direction to the people of Kali Yuga. So there are not many objects of worship, there's only one object of worship. We do not have to go through all the different scriptures. We only have to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. So this was the scripture finally produced by Vedavyas, who compiled all the Vedas and wrote the Brahma Sutras.
இந்த ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதமானது அனைத்து வேதங்களையும் தொகுத்து கொடுத்த வேதவியாசரால் இறுதியாக தொகுத்து கொடுக்கப்பட்டது.
So therefore a person with complete knowledge gave us the final conclusion in Srimad Bhagavatam.
ஆகவே அனைத்து ஞானத்தையும் பெற்ற ஒருவர் இந்த ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதத்தில் இறுதியான முடிவுரையை நமக்காக கொடுத்துள்ளார்.
So therefore, there should be no confusion about the object of worship, the object of kirtan and hearing. Unfortunately, the people of Kali Yuga, even if they get knowledge, usually it takes them a long time to accept that knowledge.
சாதாரணமாக கலியுகத்து மக்கள் ஒரு ஞானத்தை பெற்றாலும் அதை புரிந்து கொள்வதற்கு வெகு நேரம் எடுத்துக் கொள்கின்றனர்.
If they're doing something else, So this is the main process for our spiritual development. It is also called the Yuga Dharma, or the process for establishing proper principles in Kali Yuga. So it is a very practical process. Everyone can participate. There is no secret. We can loudly chant the name of Krishna. And everyone can do that. Even children can chant. And it is not subject to gender. Men can chant, women can chant. And not subject to varna or ashram. Any ashram person can chant. Anybody, sudra or brahmana can chant. And it's not limited to a particular country. People in India can chant, people around the world can chant. And they can chant at all times, day and night, while working, while playing, at every hour of the day. And it always gives the most powerful results. Two results are there. One is, it destroys all suffering. Nobody likes to suffer. So, the suffering is destroyed by chanting the name of Krishna. The second result is that one experiences the highest bliss. Everybody wants the highest happiness. And one can attain that happiness by chanting the name of Krishna. The only condition for getting this highest happiness is that we have to know something about Krishna. So the position of Krishna is explained in the Bhagavatam. And therefore we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have the process of chanting the name Kirtan, and along with that we have the process of Shravanam. So, how can we hear Srimad Bhagavatam? We should get the explanations from the devotees. So that is called Sadhu Sangha, associating with the devotees of the Lord. So these are three very powerful processes, Sadhu Sangha, Shravanam, and Kirtan. So with this combination, we can get the highest bliss. We have another assistant. Even if we have Sadhu Sangha, still most people have very dull minds.
Sadhu Sangha
not have to speculate about the form and qualities of Krishna.
ஆகவே கிருஷ்ணரது ரூபம் மற்றும் அவரது லட்சணங்களை பற்றி நாம் எந்த விதமான கருத்துக்களையும் கொள்ள வேண்டிய அவசியம்
இல்லை. If we come to the temple, we can see the form of Krishna.
கோவிலுக்கு வரும் பொழுது கிருஷ்ணரது ரூபத்தை நாம் தரிசிக்க முடிகிறது.
So when we chant the name of Krishna, we understand, yes, it is his form in the temple.
ஆகவே கிருஷ்ணரது நாமங்களை ஜபிக்கும் பொழுது கிருஷ்ணரது ரூபத்தை நாம் அறிய முடிகிறது.
And not only that, we can directly serve that form.
அது மட்டுமல்லாமல் இந்த கிருஷ்ணருக்கு நாம் நேரடியாக சேவை செய்யும் வாய்ப்பு ஏற்படுத்தப்படுகிறது.
We can make offerings to that form.
அவருக்கு நாம் அர்ப்பணங்கள் செய்ய முடிகிறது.
So therefore the deity form provides an opportunity for direct service.
ஆகவே இந்த விக்கிரக வழிபாடு என்பது பகவானுக்கு நேரடியாக சேவை செய்வதற்கு ஒரு வாய்ப்பை நமக்கு ஏற்படுத்தி கொடுக்கிறது.
So all of these processes are approved by the scriptures and the previous acharyas.
இந்த வழிமுறைகள் அனைத்தும் சாஸ்திரங்களாலும் முந்தைய ஆச்சாரியர்களாலும் அங்கீகரிக்கப்பட்டுள்ளன.
If we follow this process, then we will get that highest happiness.
இந்த வழிமுறைகளை நாம் பின்பற்றுவோமேயானால் நமக்கு உன்னதமான மேன்மையான இன்பம் கிடைக்க வாய்ப்பு உண்டு.
ஹரே
கிருஷ்ணா. கேட்ட கருத்துக்களில் ஏதாவது சந்தேகங்கள் விளக்கங்கள் தேவையான கேள்விகள் இருக்கு கேட்கலாம்.
Same with chanting. All of these processes mean it has to be done with devotion. The very definition of bhakti means we do activities for the Lord, but they're done with anukulena, with something for them without expecting results for ourselves.
நாம் யாரிடமாவது அனுப்பப்பட்டிருந்தால் அவர்களிடந்து எந்த ஒரு பிரதிபலனையும் எதிர்பார்க்காமல் நாம் அவர்களுக்காக எதையாவது செய்கின்றோம்.
We will do things simply to please them.
அவர்களை திருப்திப்படுத்துவதற்காக மட்டுமே நாம் செயல்படுவோம்.
If we give a gift to a person, we will think, well, if I give the gift to the person, I will get something back. That's not affection.
அவே நாம் ஒருவருக்கு பரிசு கொடுக்கும் பொழுது இந்த பரிசு கொடுத்தா நமக்கு திரும்பவும் ஏதாவது அவர் கொடுப்பார் என்று நினைத்தால் அது உண்மையான அன்பாக.
If we think I will give this gift because I like this object, that's not affection. If we give thinking this will please that person, then that is affection. So that is the essence of bhakti. Even if we don't give anything, even if we don't do any activities, but we have that favorable attitude, that is also bhakti.
நாம் எந்த விதமான ஒரு செயலிலும் ஈடுபடவில்லை என்றாலும் எந்த ஒரு பொருளையும் கொடுக்கவில்லை என்றாலும் நமக்கு அந்த மனப்பாங்கு அனுகூலமான ஒரு மனப்பாங்கு இருக்குமே ஆனால் அதுவும் பக்தி கருதப்படுகிறது.
However, at our particular stage called sadhana bhakti, usually we engage our senses and our body, etc., in doing different activities.
எப்படி இருப்பினும் நமது சாதன பக்தி செய்யும் நிலையில் நாம் நமது புலன்கள் அனைத்தையும் பகவானது சேவையில்
ஈடுபடுத்துகின்றோம்.
ஆனால் இது பக்தியுடன் செய்யப்படுகின்றது.
What is the use of other Puranas? The other Puranas were meant to give faith in people to worship different devatas because they were in lower gunas like tamaguna and rajaguna.
Matra puranangal kodukapattadhu kaaranam enna? Matra puranangal makkalidam devathigalai vanangvadharkana oru nambikkaiyai uruvaakkuvadharkaga kodukapattullana. Anal ivai anaithum rajagunathilum tamaguna-thilum amaindullana.
And by that worship, gradually they get used to some sort of austerity and sense control, and they raise up in the gunas.
இதை செய்வதன் மூலமாக மக்கள் சில தவமுறைகளையும் ஒழுக்கமுறைகளையும் கற்றுக்கொண்டு குணத்தில் முன்னேறுகின்றனர்.
However, in Kali Yuga, this process usually doesn't work. People do not rise up.
எப்படி இருக்கும் கலியுகத்தில் இந்த வழிமுறை வேலை செய்வதில்லை. ஏனென்றால் மக்கள் முன்னேறுவதில்லை.
And they don't eventually worship Vishnu. They stay with their particular form of worship.
அவர்கள் விஷ்ணுவை வழிபடும் அளவிற்கு முன்னேற்றமடையாமல் தாங்கள் எந்த தேவதையை வழங்குகிறார்களோ அங்கே ஏற்றிட்டு விடுகின்றனர்.
Going back to Krishna, going back to Godhead, we are chanting. Mm-hmm. Is it bhakti or not?
Well, if your goal is simply to go to the spiritual planet without service, then it's not bhakti. I just want to escape from the material world. Huh? So that is an accompanying factor. The main factor is worship and serve the Lord. That's all. And of course, naturally, we get to the spiritual world, etc. But if that's our only goal without service, then that is rejected by the devotees.
Is that the intention that I will go back when you do this?
Gracias.